KLOS and KLOS HD1, Los Angeles. This is the Rock of Southern California, and this is the home of Sports on Tap.
Your one-stop shop for sports talk.
With JD and the Puss.
Great icebreaker. If you can talk sports, you can talk with any guy in the world.
Kicking off right now on 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah, JD in the Bush, back for more fun, more sports on tap, 95.5 KLOS. It's a big weekend in sports, lots going on. Man, that kid in college football, that Louisville quarterback, oh my God, he scored, what was it, five passing touchdowns, two more runs. Mm-hmm. He's got 25 touchdowns on the four-week-old college football season.
Right, which means he has 25 more than the Rams do on the two-week NFL season. Actions Jackson, if that's not the perfect name for him.
Right away, the Seahawk fan comes out slinging stuff. What happened in the game last week? Oh, wait a minute. Wait, we're getting ahead of ourselves here. We've got Who Goes Off coming up next, but first, a little bit of rock and roll, if you please.
Let's see who goes off this week.
Who goes off? Johnny Hecker goes off. Big game for Johnny Hecker, of course, the Rams punter. Okay, Johnny Hecker racked up 431 yards last week in San Francisco because the Rams can't move the ball. And against my Hawks, Johnny Hecker goes off because the Rams will be punting the ball all day long. That's who goes off today. 800 yards punting.
LeGarrette Blount is going off this week. The New England Patriots, look, it can't be about all Jimmy Garoppolo all the time. He's got to hand the ball off. Yep. Miami traveling New England, we know what happens when they go up there. We know about these two teams, Belichick, the whole nine. They're proving they don't even need Brady. Yeah. LeGarrette Blount is the one that goes off today. Here's how on I was with that pick. The Patriots have since played another game since we made those picks because they were on Thursday Night Football, and LeGarrette Blount went off again.
He's still going off.
As a matter of fact, I think he just scored while we were doing that setup.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, no, that was a great call.
Unconscious, this guy. And you know what? People were looking at him in the draft going, nah, you know, I'm not really sure. Belichick, running back by committee, he's not going to get that many carries. I'll tell you, anybody that's got that guy in their fantasy team is beaming right now because he's absolutely destroying it.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett. Who's that? That's a third-string quarterback for the Patriots. The third string, because Jimmy Garoppolo didn't play.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
Jacoby Brissett, too. Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady, it doesn't matter. The Patriots are just rolling through everybody, it look easy.
Did you see the meme that's rolling around? Helen Keller leads the Patriots to another victory.
It could be. They're going to go 4-0. I think that's going to be great. You know, I used to hate the Patriots all the time. Now I'm just thinking it's funny. It really is. And I can't wait till week five because, as you know, I make a side living on my side job betting against the Browns every weekend. Right. And guess what? New England goes to Cleveland week five. Uh-oh. Brady's first week back. I still like the Pats in that one. Yeah. God, it's horrible. Yeah, I was kind of right about mine. Johnny Hecker did have a good day, 240 yards of punting for the Rams.
And, yeah. You're right, they do have trouble moving the ball.
Oh,
what happened with that game, though? On the other side of the field, your Hawks, as you lovingly call them, what happened? What's up with your squad, bro? Are you going to blame this on Russell's ankle, or is it Baldwin's knee, or is it lack of Thomas Rawls? What's the issue?
Well, I mean, what
you're
it is.
Stinking on offense.
Yeah, stinking on offense. A lot of it's the fact that nine players offensively, you know, were injured, you know, pretty banged up. This early into the season, that's concerning. That's alarming to me. At least the Seahawks have a bye in week five. But, see, the problem with Wilson, who did play with that ankle, but if you notice, Wilson's just as what makes him special is he's just as good of a runner as he and thinks on his feet and improvises as he is. You know, in effect, he's not
it's
the most
totally
effective.
What makes him who he is because of because of this word, escapability.
Right, escapability plus is his presence of mind. He knows when to get out, when not to take that hit, and his smarts has kept him because he doesn't have the body size, and he's been able to do that. He wasn't able to do what he normally does, do a naked bootleg and roll to the other side because, you know, his ankle's giving him pressure. They knew that, and the Rams have a great defensive line, one of the quickest teams defensively in the league. They were able to stack that
D-line
box.
D-line is really good.
Yeah, this is just, I mean, such a bad division, though. The NFC worst, man, right now. Dude, let's put it this way. The Rams are in first place, right? Rams are in first place. They haven't scored a touchdown yet. Okay. Great division you got there. They haven't scored a touchdown, and you're in first place. 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, and 1-1. We'll see how Arizona does. Everybody still thinks they're the best team in the division. They go to Buffalo, who's not going to have
just
Sammy today.
Too much pressure. Oh, yeah, by the way, fantasy fans, no Sammy Watkins in your lineup. I'm trying to get in and change mine right now, too. Seriously, the pressure on the Cardinals is immense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I spoke to Carson Palmer in Tahoe over the summer and said, listen, the word is Super Bowl or bust for you guys. Anything short of that is a disappointment, right? And he said, yeah, that's the narrative. I you know, whether I agree with it or not, that's what's being said out there.
Yeah, and if where does the NFC factor into the picture? We know there's tons of football left to be played. And like we say, you're always just one injury, knock on wood, away from, you know, tumbling down the standings. But anybody who can turn on a television easily can see that the Patriots and Steelers are like 12 shoulders above everyone else. So you got, what, two undefeated teams, J.D., in the NFC? And you're 2 weeks in, everybody's 1-1. And of course,
it's all about defense.
Well, the optimists are like, hey, the parity's great. Let's hit the reset button and start over. It's like a fresh start again. Yeah, you know what 1-1 means? It means 8-8 later on, okay? Everybody can reset the button week 16. Hey, it's come down to really a one game season.
Coming up next, your Trojan Bruin report. And listen, I know it's not, always going to be the most exciting thing, especially in weekends like this when there's losses to report. However, there are tickets to be had for both sides.
Yeah.
So stick around, some gifts for you as well. 95.5 KLOS Sports on tap. And waking up in the morning, what did that guy say on the radio?
I know what he said.
95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California, doing our Sports on Tap thing. JD in the Bush. Hey, we got sad news that we want to get out of the way here this morning that's happened on the other coast. And it's always sad whenever you lose somebody, especially somebody young, 24 years old. The Marlins ace pitcher, Jose Fernandez, is killed in a boating accident last night. And you said when you were in the Coast Guard, you responded to something just like this. Driving late after midnight, people having too much to drink and crashed their big expensive boat.
3 a.m. 3
a.m. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Nothing good, man. Happens at 3 a.m. No. See, but it's one thing. Like, was it a drowning? What was it? But once I had heard that he was coming in too fast, apparently into the harbor, and the boat hit one of the rocks there by the jetties and flipped up and overturned is what it is, and he was thrown from that. Now, I had that in the Coast Guard when I was a search and rescue swimmer. I had to respond to a call where a guy killed his wife. It was just bad news just to see that happen.
Yeah.
And it's tragic, and especially for a guy like the Marlins pitcher, Jose Fernandez. And the sad part about this, too, he was scheduled to pitch today going into the weekend, and then they pushed him back to tomorrow, so he's naturally going to go out, you know, a couple nights before. Mm-hmm. Had he still been pitching today, there's no way he'd have been out, you know, 3 in the morning doing his thing, and it's just unfortunate that a life is lost like that. Yeah,
24 years old, pretty young. Speaking of
great
youngsters,
pitcher.
How about a little college football? Should we do the Bruin Trojan scoreboard here real quick?
Yeah,
I mean, the Bruins, I mean, the Trojans played on Friday night, so that's already over with, but they fall victim to the Utes.
Yeah, and they fall victim at the very end of the game, too. So it's tough. I mean, would you rather lose a game 30-0 or be in the thing just to, you know, get beaten on the last play of the game?
I think I'd rather be beaten on the last play of the game than hammered.
Yeah, you know the tough part about it, too, is who they were beaten by. This quarterback, Troy Williams, this athletic kid out of Utah. He's from Narbonne High School in the Carson and Torrance area. Originally went to Washington. Things didn't work out, transferred there, but he wanted so desperately to go to SC, UCLA. Don't take a look at him. Take a flyer somewhere else. And you know those kids love that. JD, they have that chip on their shoulder, and to turn around and beat the school that didn't want you right there, and they did it up there in that tough elevation of Utah. And who would have thought we would see right now at this point, 4 weeks in, USC and Notre Dame, who were beaten by Duke at Touchdown Jesus's house, are 1-3. JD, 1-3. It's horrible.
Wow. 27-31. That's what happens. That was on Friday night. And then the Bruins had themselves. Look at, they were in it with the Stanford Cardinal. I mean, they were in that game right down to the end of it. Stanford comes away with a victory 22-13 in the end.
A lot of people, too, getting burned because the point spread, a lot of people got UCLA 3.5, right? So UCLA's losing by 3. In the game, you get 3.5, so you're still going to cover, at least make some money with it. Let's try to go for a Hail Mary. It ain't going to happen. Last play of the game, Josh Rosen gets stripped.
Fumble.
And a fumble taken to the house. Now you lose by 9, so you lose your bet. They call that a bad beat, and that's a very bad beat for Bruins fans.
How do you know about that? How is it you know all about that bad beat betting thing?
Huh? I read about it somewhere online.
When you were in school at UNLV.
When I was in school at UNLV, plus I got a cousin, Ron, who he bets a lot, too, and he tells me.
All right. You know, the big thing out of the college world is the kid out of Louisville unbelievable, Lamar Jackson. Yeah. How many touchdowns?
Oh, yeah, seven. He had seven yesterday, right? Touchdowns. They're already, what, like 26 or so?
25 is his total for the year.
Yeah, he had five against Florida State. The kid's already got the Heisman locked up, you know, barring injury, of course. And again, here's a kid putting Louisville football on the map. And Louisville's going to deserve to play in the national championship game because, A, they smoked Florida State. They're scoring 60 game. Well, who else they got left? They got Clemson this week, who's a top 10 team at Clemson. That's tough. And later, they have Houston, who they have to play, who's a top 10 team as well, too. So Louisville's certainly going to deserve it. But here's a Jackson kid. What part of Kentucky is he from? No, Bobby Petrino, who's as shady as they come with the college coaches. Okay, this guy goes down to South Florida. Again, Hurricanes say, we don't want him. FSU don't want him. Florida don't want him. Louisville takes him, plucks him there. Again, to come from a big market like Miami and to do what he's doing there, putting Louisville football on the map, man. It's just a pretty special time, and a lot of people are loving what Jim Harbaugh is doing there in Michigan.
I'm one of them.
Wow, how can you not? I mean, he's got Michael Jordan and celebrities coming to the game. He's really turning it into what Pete Carroll did here 10 years ago with Snoop Dogg and Will Ferrell on
and
the sideline.
And look where he's at in this short period of time. Got the number four team in the nation, and they clobbered Penn State yesterday, 49-10.
Yeah, and he puts him back on the map and is restoring the roar there in Ann Arbor. It's going to make for a great Ohio State matchup this year, I'll tell
Bruin
you that.
Bruin fans and Trojan fans, let me put a smile on your face this morning. If you can call up and give me the score, if you can bear to give me the score of this week's game, I will give you tickets to see, well, first of all, UCLA fans, first UCLA call through. UCLA versus Arizona playing the Wildcats at the Rose Bowl coming up this Saturday, October 1st. Right? That's just a week away.
Yeah,
right?
October 1st, a week away.
And then I also, for Trojan fans, 800-955-KLOS, USC versus Colorado at the Coliseum. Now, you ought to be able to win that game.
Colorado beat Oregon at Oregon yesterday. Oh. Colorado's back, too. Yeah, they got smoked the week before by Michigan. You never know.
Colorado's been horrible since they came to the Pac-12.
Yeah, they have been horrible since they – so is Utah, too. Right. They took a couple tumbles down, so it's weird. But now they're both good. They're ready to play, and it's making for an interesting conference and division, man.
Same thing. I'm going to go to the phones, and you just holler out UCLA and the final score, and I'll whoop some tickets on you. Same thing for USC. USC, and give me the final score, and I'll hook you up with some tickets.
Or if you're a Bruin fan and you don't know the score, can you say, touchdown, Alabama! Going back to week
only if you can do it and sound like that.
If you can sound like Eli Gold, touchdown, Alabama! Alabama's still scoring on SC.
Speaking of great announcing, nice segue,
thank you,
Rob.
You're welcome.
Nice,
I'm here till 9.
Nice weekend for Dodger fans, Vin Scully. It's been Vin Scully week, Vin Scully weekend, Vin Scully appreciation night on Friday night, fan appreciation day today. Vin Scully hanging up the microphone after this season. Only a couple of more games left. This will be the last one at Dodger Stadium today. Yeah. And just a little sample of what is the greatness of Vin Scully.
Little roller up along first, behind the bench.
Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
Third and three.
The right side, possibly.
Montana. Looking, throwing in the end zone. Clark caught it! Dwight Clark!
Hi, everybody. This is Vin Scully welcoming you to the 43rd annual Phoenix Open and to the Phoenix Country Club. 6,729 yards of beautiful rolling fairways and greens. A beautiful day for golf.
Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung out and missed the perfect game.
The amazing Vin Scully. Boy, everybody wanted him. He called the catch for the Niners up in San Francisco. He did the Masters. He did golf. He did absolutely everything. And, man, that call. You know, Dodger fans, they counted him down, the Vinny's greatest calls on Friday night. And that, of course, the Gibson home run, the fans' favorite of all of Vinny's calls.
Yeah, it just seems strange. I mean, you know it's coming, but it's going to come to an end. But especially how hot the Dodgers have been the last month, the hottest team in baseball. And can you imagine if they win the World Series? He's not going to call it. It's going to seem strange because he said, nope, it's it after the regular season. But wait a minute, we want you on the postseason call.
And he said, and the answer to that was, you know, there's always tomorrow. Would you come back for another one? Would you do the ceremonial first one? So he kept saying no, no, no. So they get to the end. It's like, well, look, if the Dodgers get to the World Series and it's Game 7, would you then come back? And in a press conference yesterday afternoon at Dodger Stadium, the answer was no, because I wouldn't want to get in the way. Isn't that typical Vin Scully? The Dodgers get all the way to a Game 7 in the World Series, and he doesn't want to be a distraction. He doesn't want to get in the way and steal the limelight. That's so Vin Scully.
Yeah, what people don't realize, too, is because we just watch TV. I mean, not many people listen to the radio during a Game 7 of the World Series, unless you're in the car, you're going somewhere, we get that. But the game will be on Fox. Or, you know, it'll be nationally televised. And the local TV crews, when you see Scully do the games on Time Warner, they're taken out of the picture. Okay, thanks. It's been a great season. Let the national dudes take over. Yeah. But every home team still has their radio guys there doing it. You'll have a national radio call, but the local radio guys as well. Scully won't even be a part of that. You'll still get Charlie Steiner and Rick Monday.
No. 67 years, I would say that he's done his part. All right, we're about ready to take the break. But first, are you ready for a little Bushka Facts?
I've never been more ready.
We could do it. You just want to roll with the music we got?
You could sing. You can.
No? Okay. All right.
Just hey, why don't
We'll just take the break instead.
I just need you to say yo ho yo.
Yo ho. All right, we'll get to that later. I'm going to go to the phones and see if I can find a couple of college football fans. What do you say? It's 95.5 KLOS Sports on tap.
Okay, ready? Ready to discuss sports.
Yeah! Back now to Sports on Tap.
Woo-hoo! With JD and the Bus.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Fantasy football fans, the headline this morning for you is Sammy Watkins won't play. What else have we got for you? Alex Gellhar from the NFL Network next. We'll break it down. 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap.
Fantasy football from the tap.
Let's go!
Here's Alex Gellhar from the NFL Network.
Yeah, 95.5 KLOS, the Rock of Southern California, doing that sports on tap thing. And boy, the first thing we got to do, Alex, is get Sammy Watkins out of our lineups, yes?
Yes, 100%. He'd been dealing with that foot injury for a while, and now he got it stepped on in walkthroughs, of all things. Aggravated a little bit, so he's going to be sitting out this week.
It happens, and Dominican Sue walked through Russell Wilson in the Seahawks line onto his ankle. Let me walk right through here. Thanks,
right,
guys.
Are you saying right now, did he do that on purpose?
I mean, he's got the personality to do it on purpose. He really does.
He's got the track record.
Yeah,
you've seen it on camera before.
Yeah, he's got the track record.
I don't think so. I'm just going to say that. Pushing your buttons.
That's okay. There's no buttons to push.
So,
as long as the Browns lose, there's no buttons to push.
Guys that we need to replace very likely a first or second round draft pick for, Alex. Yikes. I mean, you don't find those guys growing on the waiver wire, but who's maybe somebody that's bubbling under?
Somebody that I think everybody should look for if you've got Sammy Watkins out of your lineup, or maybe even Brandon Marshall, who sounds like he might be limited, is Quincy Enunwa on the Jets.
He's a guy
that's been playing a huge role for them. He actually leads the team in receiving yards right now, and if Marshall is limited or they have him on a snap count, Enunwa's going to see a lot more looks from Ryan Fitzpatrick, so he'd be a great guy that's probably available in a bunch of leagues still.
You know, JD's more of a who-do-you-start guy, an optimist. I'm a who-do-you-sit guy, okay? I'm a pessimist, you know, and glass-half-empty type here. I'm going to sit Kirk Cousins, okay?
I think that's a good idea.
you're going to New York, and look, I mean, the Giants, here they are. They're undefeated, but they barely pulled out a couple of wins. But they did slow down Drew Brees and the Saints, and that's probably one of the most prolific offenses and quarterbacks you're going to find. What are they going to do to Kirk Cousins? The word rattled comes to mind here in the Big Apple.
Yeah, that Giants defense, they spent a lot of money in free agency, and it's actually paying off.
So far,
you see that, like, Raiders, sorry guys, spent a lot of money not paying off. That Giants defense is great. They can stop the run. They got good corners. And Landon Collins, their second-year safety, is playing out of his mind.
Yeah, how tough is it just in football in general? I mean, look, baseball, here we are. We got a week left in the season, and there's still teams that are in it. Football, literally, in the NFL, dude, you go 0-3, I would discount your merchandise 80% because you're not going to make the playoffs. You're already looking towards the draft, JD, and it ain't even Halloween.
This season is too short. I mean, you don't have time.
You don't play enough games.
No. This is what I was telling people in fantasy football. I don't know how you could take Le'Veon Bell in the draft and like be one of your top draft picks,
Brady?
And not get to use him for a month. Well, Brady's different because you're probably going to platoon quarterbacks anyway. But Le'Veon Bell, I mean, that's almost like sacrificing at least half of those four games.
Brady's going to make it up at Cleveland.
If you did, you should have taken D'Angelo Williams because he's been a beast in fantasy, one of the top scoring running backs again. Ageless wonder over there. He's like 33.
So I hear nothing but negatives thrown in the direction of Randall Cobb this week. Are you on that bandwagon down on Randall Cobb?
I'm a little concerned because the Lions have a good slot corner in Quandre Diggs. But, I mean, with the other injuries, they don't have Ziggy Ansah. They don't have DeAndre Levy. This looks like this game could be a shootout because the Packers are missing a bunch of players on defense. So, though a lot of people are expecting this to be a get-right game for the Packers, if you have an option you feel more comfortable with, I think you could bench Cobb. But, I mean, I'm probably playing him in the league.
So okay, let's do either or. Alan Hearns, Jacksonville.
Or Randall Cobb. I'll take Randall Cobb.
Really?
Yep.
No kidding.
Yep.
See, now, a lot of people during the draft, Alan Hearns, he's a beast. You got to get this. He's probably got wide receiver two value. No, he's a three, right?
Yeah, in fantasy, he's a three. I mean, that offense funnels a lot through Allen Robinson. Julius Thomas is now healthier and in shape. He's getting a lot of looks, and the Jags are just having some issues right now. So you don't want to attach yourself to, not that the Packers aren't, but you don't want to attach your fantasy hopes to that.
Let's talk about this, too. Let's talk about the quarterback play, and now that we've had a little bit of body of work, a sample of work from the Broncos, what do we think about Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas going forward, knowing what we know to this point?
I think you got to be a little worried. Their ceiling's a little capped with that offense, especially because they run the ball so much. And
he's off target. That's the problem that I have with him is he's just not worked out with these guys enough to where they're on the same page with the air
quotes.
Right.
I think what you should do is hang on to Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, and then if and when Paxton Lynch becomes the starter, throw out trade offers. Before they even play with the rookie, throw out trade offers because people are going to be optimistic. Like, oh, it's this big-armed first-round quarterback.
Right.
And get him out of there, see what you can get.
Yeah, he's Alex Gellhar of the NFL Network. It is Sports on Tap, JD in the Bush. We do it each and every Sunday morning from 7 to 9 right here on 95.5 KLOS. Should you try and trade, maybe even pick up a Carson Wentz yet? Are we buying the Wentz Kool-Aid? Big test at home against the Steelers here. But you know what? The kid hasn't done anything wrong so far. And I got to say, I was a guy who – he played at North Dakota State. I got offered by North Dakota State, and I'm 40. Come on, man. But guess what? He's 2-0.
Right. I mean, he's looked good, but he's played the Browns, and he's played a beat-up Bears defense.
Yeah, Cleveland's no good. We reference that all the time in the show.
I'm aware of your favorite pick of the week against them.
Go Dolphins.
I don't think Carson Wentz is anybody we should be targeting in fantasy quite yet. Right. It's good to see him like helping his wide receivers, though. A lot of people were worried about Jordan Matthews and Nelson Aguilar and things like that. So he is helping them, but right now, as a quarterback, there's so many other good guys you can pick up for fantasy.
Adrian Foster, Jarvis Landry, Ryan Tannehill, do they have a day against Cleveland at their expense?
Well, I think Arian Foster's out, but
yeah, Foster will be out,
Jarvis Landry, Ryan Tannehill, Devontae Parker, all good plays this week. Mm-hmm. And if you are desperate for running back given all those injuries, sounds like they're going to start their rookie Kenyon Drake, and he's a guy that we saw at Alabama, huge speed, big play potential all the time. It's going to be risky. They're going to do a committee, but he's the guy you want to start from that backfield.
Cleveland's so bad, all I got to say is Miami's a 10-point favorite, and they're 0-2, JD. Who's 0-2 and you're a 10-point favorite in the NFL? That's how bad
all right,
Cleveland is.
We'll sit start before we get you out the door because you got to go to work.
I do have to
work. I don't want you to be late for work or they won't let you come play with us anymore. Jeremy Hill, sit or start?
You think you got to put him on the bench this week. They're playing the Broncos' tough defense, and he hasn't been great so far.
Cleveland Browns defense, sit
that
or start?
Absolutely a sit.
A sit, okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Golden Tate, sit or start?
Sitting Golden Tate as well, even though this Packer-Lions game could turn into a shootout. Tate's not moving far from the line, so his ceiling is so limited, even in PPR.
Colin Kaepernick at Seattle.
I think he's going to be a kneel, but don't keep on your back.
Sit or kneel, ba-bum-bum.
Where's the rim shot?
Oh, man.
All right, last one. Is it fool's gold or for real? Stephon Diggs, sit, start.
Oh, it's absolutely for real. He's phenomenal. We saw flashes of it last year, and he has just roasted everybody he's gone up against so far with Sean Hill and then Sam Bradford at his quarterback. The Carolina Panthers are working in some young cornerbacks. Don't worry about Stephon Diggs. He's worth a start.
Good stuff.
Bradford and Sean Hill.
It's an inspiring duo, right?
Seriously, yeah. Do you want to shoot me in the leg or stab me in the ribs? I mean,
awesome stuff. Alex Gellhar from the NFL Network. Always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by on your way to work. We appreciate it.
We'll see you guys next week.
Big win for Wisconsin and Michigan State, brother. On Wisconsin. UW.
On Wisconsin.
All right. We're loaded up with football tickets this morning. If you're a Trojan fan or you're a Bruin fan, call me right now. 800-955-KLOS. I've got tickets first one through to give me a final score for either game. I'll send you to another one. It's Sports on Tap 95.5 KLOS. It's Rock Southern California, 95.5 KLOS Sports on Tap with J.D. and the Bush. Congratulations to Tom and Adelia. Those are our winners for the football tickets. I have more, though, more football tickets for Bruins and Trojans this morning. So hang out with us here a little bit, and maybe you can pick up our second round of tickets. But right now, a little Raider report, right?
Yeah, Raiders, touchdown Raiders, and this is a team who struggled a little bit on the defensive side of the football, yet still managed, because the cojones of Jack Del Rio, to pick up a big dub in week one. But then you follow then it with not, laying an egg, man.
Then not a really good decision by Jack Del Rio the following to go on forward on fourth down in the middle of the field.
Right?
You know, look, don't let your cojones get in the way of calling a good football game. You can't go out there balls to the wall, you know, every single time. I mean, I like the gambling thing, but not to the point of where it screws you over.
Yeah, and they're playing the Tennessee Titans today. That's an early start. You know, Derek Carr and company look to go off against a Titans team that's got 21 new guys on the roster from last year as well, too. You know, and everybody talks about Khalil Mack. We know he's a stud on the defensive side of the ball. Jack Del Rio, he's in love with this new rookie linebacker kid, Corey James.
Last week in practice, I think he ended up with 3 turnovers during the practice. He's just a guy that's kind of a ball magnet. You know, he's around the football. He's physical. He's fast. He doesn't have a lot of experience. You know, that's the biggest thing. He doesn't have a lot of experience, but we like his upside. And look, I'm not, you know, the two guys that I talked about are a couple guys behind him that, you know, deserve to play a little bit, and they're going to get some time.
And you know what I like, too? Del Rio's a linebacker. J.D., nothing I love more than when a coach, because let's face it, every NFL coach virtually is a former player, right, and usually a good one. And Del Rio, we know how great of a linebacker he was here at SC and then, of course, with the Dallas Cowboys. And when he talks about his own position, it's like you hear baseball managers who, 90% of them, you got to be a catcher, right, to be a manager in the big leagues, basically. And when they talk about catchers, there's something extra. There's something special, a little bit of extra love they have for those guys. But how can you not love Amari Cooper and what he's done already, man? 11 grabs. Wow. Already 208 yards. I mean, the guy's good. You know what that is? Yeah. Throw it to me. That averages a first down. A first down. Every time you throw me the football, I'm going to get some touchdowns, get in the end zone as well, too. I like the Raiders
and
in this
Derek
one.
Carr, man, 57 touchdowns through his first 34 games since joining the league in 2014. Yep. That's a lot of 57 touchdown passes.
That's a great connection. I don't know if I would necessarily call it Montana to Rice just yet, but Bay Area fans, they're going to love Carr to Cooper. Carr to Cooper is going to be a good – now the problem is, are they going to be able to watch it or the Raiders going to be, you know, leaving town sooner than later? What's that story about, man? I mean, you'll fill us in on the latest that you know with. I mean, one minute we hear it could be a Vegas, it could be we've seen, and you and I both UNLV alumni, and we know that they're trying to get the deal there. They've got the merchandise deal set up, ready to go. Is a stadium going to happen? Is it not going to happen? You talk about the — I can't wait, because I always do an arrest report on my NBC show. How many dudes are going to get in trouble, man, the night before game time there in Las Vegas? Guys can't keep themselves out of trouble, man. But it's going to be cool to watch what unfolds with the Raiders. We know one thing's for certain, JD. They're not coming back here.
Probably not. Yeah. I would imagine this is a Vegas deal. With the governor signing off on it, they're going to make the room tax pay for all of it. You know that the community is down for it. I think it happens.
Yeah, and that
I'd
room
be surprised now if it doesn't happen.
That room tax is going to go up, you know, considerably. But guess what? What are you going to not want to pay that extra money there? I mean, there's so many rooms in Las Vegas. My favorite stat, the MGM Grand alone has 5,005 rooms. 5,000 rooms in one hotel, JD. And guess what? The Strip sells out all the time, man. When fights and big stuff comes to Vegas, you know, a few extra bucks here and there is not going to deter people from going to Vegas. You have no choice. You come to the middle of the desert and you stay to play here. That's how it is, man.
All right, still to come, a bunch of stuff for you. As a matter of fact, we mentioned that there's more football tickets to be had, UCLA and USC football tickets. Charger report coming up. Dave and Jeff, our guys down in San Diego with the frontline action. Lots of Charger fans, lots of people excited about the Chargers being the ones coming to Los Angeles. Yep. They are very likely going to be the L.A. Chargers as soon as next season, sharing the Coliseum with the Rams. Wow.
This is a weird name, too. You know, the L.A. Chargers,
Well, that's what it was in the beginning, actually.
I know. I'm still getting used to the L.A. Angels of Anaheim. That's
a mouthful, isn't it?
Isn't it?
More to come. Sports on Tap, 95.5 KLOS.